For your pleasure, Jackson Brown. Sorry that Linda couldn't be here because, God, it was turning into like some kind of
real homemade stew because the people she had out here and the people we have. She's real sick. I don't know, man. The bus kept going and I had to be on it and she had to be off it. I don't know where she is, but I hope she's all right. I trust she is. She's with Lowell George, so she. I imagine she's all right. By the way, if anybody thinks they see a better seat, then you head for it. You know? Because this place is about half full, and we're happy that it's half full. I feel like the audience is exactly like Missing Nobody and Extra Nobody, and the hall has somehow got two times too big. But that doesn't bother us. But, Chicago, we always say for the end. We say the best for the end. Our competition this weekend. Oh, I hate competition too. They may be the American way, but God damn it, we're all here. Well, the one thing I do regret is that we had to be playing on a different night in a different hall than Maria Muldaur. Because she's one of our personal favorites and a lot of friends and mutual friends of both bands. So anybody wants to move down front, grab a closer seat, or if y'all want a trapeze from the balcony, swing across, or do whatever you want to do, let's move in that direction. This is a song about Mexico. I guess if you were from Chicago and thought you'd skip the country, I guess you'd head for Canada, especially if you're in a hurry. If you weren't in a hurry, Gringo, get the fuck out of here. This is all for some friends of mine that they tried very hard to go to Mexico and become Mexicans. They figured, man, that's where it's at, man. Sleep under a hat all day, and eat nothing but good avocados. Well, I sure wouldn't mind finding a good Mexican restaurant in Chicago. We've been to Taco Prado, but
Luchitas.
Yeah, it's a long way from Mexico. Anyway, this is a song about my friends, people that tried very hard to escape the horrible thing that's happening here and become innocent again. Make it.
Oh, it's so far the other way. My
Whilst my home has grown the shadow of a cruel and senseless hand. Though in some strong hearts the love and truth remain. And it has taken me this distance, and the woman smiled to learn that my heart remains among them, and to them I must return. But it's a long way to lie across the sand to find you here among these people in the sun, while your children will be born. You'll watch them as they run. Oh, so far they are away. My life has gone. For me, Maria, you will find me in the shade. Wide awake or in a dream, it's hard to tell. To me, Maria, I will show you what I have made. It's a picture for our lady.
I'm not sure how they got out here and chalked it on there, if that was true, since they got up here. I haven't seen anybody crawl around up here. recently. No one's begun to start to crawl quite yet. We might, though. That's what happens after we rock and roll. People begin to crawl around on their hands and knees with lampshades on their head. There is a member of our band that maintains that it is a very funny thing to do, crawl into, put a lampshade on your head at a party. It's actually, worth a million laughs. I've never done it. Might be. I'm going to try it, though. Are they doing any streaking and shit? Tonight, did you say? Lake Shimon. That's cold. Cold Lake Shimon. We were playing at Syracuse University 2 nights ago, we weren't at that school. We were at another school, and a friend of ours were playing that club there called the Jabberwocky. It was a really neat club. That's where I first met Monty Raitt. As we pulled up with our instruments, we're going to go jam with this group called Orleans. It's John Hall's group. This dude with nothing but a pair of tennis shoes on comes streaking up, man. Things open the front door, man. He's all bright red because it's a cold, 35 degrees out here. I expect it to snow any second, man. And he goes running up to the bar and says, "I'll have a beer." They said, "We don't serve any alcohol during the shows as respect, out of respect to the performers." Why, you cheap, blind motherfuckers. And split. Went streaking out into the basement. I thought he should have got a goddamn pitcher to go for free. By the way, I'd like you all to know, I know he's been introduced already by, my good friend, Eric Timpson, but I'd like you all to know David Lindley. And if there are any people present in the audience tonight from the realm of Japan, our favorite restaurant in the whole world. Have you all been to Ron of Japan? That's not enough, you know. We all have to go there, man. Do the Golden Crown dinner, man. Don't even order, just point to the upper right-hand corner of the menu and go. Because you don't believe it. Everybody on the whole tour, man. They've forgiven me for Hitlering out 2 weeks ago now. They've forgiven me for being late for shows and for making them drive all night through hail, sleet, and snow. Because I treat them all to dinner at Ronji at Japan. Japanese food. It's not really Japanese. That's the thing. Yeah, I'm getting to it. It's not really Japanese. It's like Chicago couldn't really handle real Japanese food, man, because that's like raw fish, man, and vinegar and cucumbers and stuff like that, which is an acquired taste. It's basically a steakhouse, man. But the way they see the steak is a completely different way than the way you've all ever seen a steak before, man. And you owe it to yourself to go to Ronji, man. And I think that maybe half of their staff might be here in the audience as our guests tonight, man. We had a stingeree last night. What reminded me of Ron in Japan was that you might think he's playing a violin. You might think David's playing a violin in this song, but you also might think he's playing a flute at some point. I wouldn't mind bamboo.
myself beside him. I never thought I was as strong. Still it seems he stopped his singing in the middle of his song. But I'm not the one to say I know, but I'm hoping he was wrong. I'm holding out my only candle, but it's so little light to find my way. Now this journey appears before my candle, and it's shorter every hour as it reaches for the day. And I feel it's like a candle in the way. I hope I'll get there, but I'll never pray.
This is about somebody I knew who was an apprentice to a very strange old Italian man who, in his own way, could be considered a master. His thing was plants. Personally, I can't really see how somebody that could get that close to vegetables, you know, could actually go ahead and eat them afterwards, you know. The same thing with, like, if you were a cowboy, I can't quite see how you could get down and go ahead and eat a cow. But, this chick was trying to learn a lot from this old guy who was a very, very clever botanist, and he used to tell a lot of tall tales and sort of mix up his wisdom with a lot of garbage, you know, so no one would rip him off for what he really knew, which is a common trick of great masters. I decided. Next time you hear somebody giving you a lot of crap, you know, listen very carefully. Because there's probably some kind of great truth in there somewhere. Anyway, I won't go into the whole story about the girl or the old Italian guy. Or vegetables or meditation or anything. Overzealous here. Hiding from the children so they would not tell.
would stay there till his sister had the evening prayer. Jamaica, say you could help me find a way to fill these empty hours. Say tomorrow, the daughter of a captain on the rolling sea, she would stare across the water from the tree. Last time he was home, he held her on his knee, said the next time they would sail away, just where they please. Jamaica, say you could help me find a way to fill these lifeless sails. Stay until my ships can find the sea. Next thing I knew, it had brought her things down to the bay. What could I do to make her say you would help me find a way to fill these sails? And we should sail until our waters have run.
Okay, it's true confessions time, folks. It's something that I want you to get the idea that all these songs aren't true, you understand? They're true. But some of them are, such as the last one, many of the changes that have been made have been in order to try to sort of sustain my innocence as long as possible. And songs such as this one, Adam is completely true. That's a song that's more like a documentary. And that's when I was not very concerned about my innocence. This one here is just plain old guts out, here's the truth, documentary style. We just passed through a little phase of fantasy there. I don't mean tonight, I mean we, meaning me in my life. You know, a couple of years there, I kept having to draw little parallels. And, oh, that's like this. It's as if, oh, you mean it's like, I kept having to like. I couldn't just look at it and go, there it is. But this is one of those songs. It's exactly the way it was. Is. Was.
Someone's gonna have to explain it to me. I'm not sure what it means, but baby's feeling funny in the morning. She's having
having trouble getting into her jeans. Her waistline seems to be expanding, although she never feels like eating a thing. But guess we'll reach some understanding when we see what the future will bring. I met her in a crowded barroom, one of those typical Hollywood scenes. I was doing my very best for her, but I was having trouble getting into her jeans. I punched an unemployed actor, defending her dignity. But he stood up and knocked me through that barroom door. She's got a lot on her mind. Nature didn't give her any warning. Now she's gonna have to live a wild ways behind. She says she doesn't care if she never smells another night running loose on the town. She's gonna move another. Take a look in my eyes and tell me, brother, if I look like I'm. Installment on that last one. You could call the whole series As the World Turns. Now and then it feels like as the stomach turns, or as the turd whirls. No, it's not like that. It's not a soapbox thing. It's a, of course, you know, the soapboxes, they'll tell you that that's the real thing, that this is what life is all about. And the people who watch it wouldn't know because they never leave their army boards. Also, I am like going back through my whole little, whole list of everything I've ever done. Matter of fact, I haven't ever made quite a list, but I, it seems to me like this is the first love song I ever wrote. This one here, this is awesome. Only a few weeks old. I look at my baby boy and I look at his eyes and it seems to me they look like hers. And she's always telling me they look like mine. But hers are blue, mine are sort of. Well, I bought a scarf today to match it actually. It was a maroon scarf. But the pupil part is green. Once or twice making love, I got the idea that there was a third person present. And also, I stole that from Don Lewis, and he said that one time in the song. But seems to me like that's true enough. You know? When two people finally do get it. Oh. there's just one person there who's on, and there's the two of them too that they're returning to. So that makes three. Anyway, somewhere in there fits my little baby boy, he said. Also, we wondered which part, like, if a little soul is like hovering above a bed where two people are making love and is thinking about whether or not it was to get conceived or not. There's that thing whether or not he decides to be her or decides to be him, depending on who he falls in love with while they're making love. Have you ever heard such a truckload of sentimental garbage in your life? Down by that highway side, everybody's going somewhere, riding this as fast as they can ride. Pretty God for me, baby, he can let me strive. Cause I've been up and down this highway, far as my eyes can see. Ooh.
like a river in the sea. Baby, you can see out across this wilderness. There's just one thing I was hoping you might guess. Baby, you can free me all in the power.
care for a minute?
No.
One night I forgot something, I had to go backstage. When I came back, Andrew was leading the band in Illicit Desires. He's got a photographic memory. I mean, it's not photographic, but audiographic, I guess. He's like a Scully 48 track or something. I don't know how he sleeps at night. He remembers everything he hears. To it, you know, and I thought I'd just fuck it, you know, and move right on and sing it or something. You
Long ago I heard someone
Doug wants to do that one over again. Can we do that? No. Oh, he said that because Larry and I come to find it sounds like a studio up here. It's really rare to find a hall that you can play in and hear as well as you can in a recording studio. And that's why we held on and waited for the union to finish their negotiations before trying to get back in this hall, because this is the only one in Chicago that sounds this way. It's real important to be able to hear yourself. And speaking of that, would you mind turning the monitors up a little over there, babe?
Thank you.
by guitar.
Yeah, there's more of that.
Where that has come from. Good friend and patron,
David Lindley. Playing bass. And, lately he's just been standing around. Wayne Leonard, about 135, the temperature's been about 105. Doug Haywood, playing bass. Playing drums, the Rock of Detroit, Larry Zack. And playing Goldie, Roman shortstop, and red shirt, poking in the back of the bus. Was winning up until a day or so ago. Andrew Gold. I want to thank you this one more time for coming, you know. Back as soon as we can.
I have done all that I could to see the evil light.
Thank you.